mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we know that Diebold engineers have quit, set the systems wide open to fraud. We know that we've caught Diebold with convicted felons as vice presidents running California elections. We know the other big companies have been caught with electronic wireless systems changing votes in the middle of elections. We know this is going on. And we know the media predominantly, the dominant media, has ignored it. And then a couple days ago, last week, it came out that a programmer detailed what led him to file vote rigging affidavit. And he says he doesn't want the $200,000 reward the Justice Department offers for this type of stuff. He just wants to get that out to folks. And it first got posted on a popular blog after he'd gone to the FBI and CIA and Congress and nothing was done at bradfriedman.com. And we've got Brad Friedman on who broke this story. And Brad Friedman, of course, is a actor of stage and screen. And Brad, good to have you on with us.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Pretty good. Just in a nutshell, we're about to break. Tell folks what basically is being alleged by the gentleman who you reported on.
Well, Clint Curtis is essentially alleging that he worked with a company in Florida, Yang Enterprises, back in 2000. And at the time, Florida Congressman Tom Feeney, who's now a U.S. congressman, he was at the time a Florida congressman, had come into the office there. Mr. Feeney was apparently a corporate attorney and registered lobbyist for this company while he was in the Florida House, and then would become the Speaker of the Florida House. So he had brought various projects to Yang, and one that he had brought that has caused all the alarm here is he had come in and asked, apparently, according to Curtis, for if they would be able to create a vote rigging software prototype. Now, this is what Mr. Curtis alleges, and he's created a sworn affidavit on the matter, and which of course I've seen and have released with my original story on it. And it's a pretty startling allegation, of course, but what makes it even more startling is the fact that while this particular allegation, for the moment, I should add, is somewhat short on actual hard evidence, all of the other claims that he also made, and there's sort of a 3 or 4 year paper trail on Mr. Curtis, have so far come to pass. He alleged that there was spying going on, and documents and databases were being sent to China from Yang. Wiretapping code was added to software that they were creating for NASA and other companies, Florida Department of Transportation and so forth. All of those things have checked out pretty much 100%, including a fella who he had was a whistleblower on, who has been taken in on espionage charges for sending chips to communist China as recently as, I believe it was March of this year, March 2000.
Yeah, there's been mainstream media reports about some of this as well, and this Yang Enterprises.
Right.
And the question is, you know, why is the gentleman you're reporting on going public now? Well, it looks like in the past he's been trying to do this through channels.
Right.
And it's had some effect, and now he's alleging this. I want to break. I want to come back, Mr. Friedman, and kind of go through a blow by blow of this. And obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire. We've seen plenty of other confirmed cases of election fraud going on by the electronic voting machine companies. This one is new, and so I want to cover that with you after this quick break. I want to thank you for joining us as well. The website to look at the coverage of this is bradfriedman.com. They have links to it via infowars.com. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here talking to Brad Friedman. And his website originally broke the story that now has just proliferated all over the web and even into the mainstream media concerning a gentleman who has blown the whistle on some other activities that have resulted in indictments, but again, to try to explain this to people, give us the chronology of who this individual is, the things he's done, how long he's been alleging this, and what's developed.
Sure. Well, Clint Curtis, who has told me, in any case, that at the time that this happened, he was a lifelong Republican back in 2000, was working at the software company, where Congressman Feeney was a corporate attorney and a registered lobbyist while he was a congressman in the Florida House. And then he became a Speaker of the House down there. And now my understanding is that there was at the time, I think, of 160 members of the Florida House, Mr. Feeney was the only registered lobbyist. And Yang had quite a few important contracts with the state, with the Florida Department of Transportation, and with other big groups like NASA and so forth. And so he, while working with Yang, had come in. Mr. Curtis alleges, in any case, that he would come in and that there was dozens of meetings that Mr. Curtis was present when Mr. Feeney was there. And at one of these meetings, he had asked about if they could create a prototype for vote rigging software. And again, and my apologies for adding, you know, that it's alleged and Mr. Curtis claims and so forth, because I'm trying to be very careful right now. This is obviously turning into a rather large story, and I think we all need to be careful about this one. So he alleges that he was asked to create such a program, and it had specific requirements that Mr. Feeney had requested. The program had to be touchscreen capable. It had to be, one had to be able to use it without any external devices like a keyboard and so forth. So you didn't, you couldn't have add anything to the voting machines or the tabulating machines, because these could also be used on tabulating machines, I'm told. And then finally, and this is really the most interesting aspect here, is that the code for vote, for rigging the vote, had to be disguised or hidden or otherwise invisible inside the source code, so that if somebody examined the source code, they couldn't see that there was a code in there that would flip the vote. And this is a very important point, because this is where Mr. Curtis at the time, who felt, who, his understanding, he claimed, was that Mr. Feeney was concerned that the Democrats would do this, and he wanted to know what it is that they, you know, that they should look out for, that they were going to try to catch the Democrats if they tried to do that. So the code had to be invisible in the source code, and Mr. Curtis said, well, that is impossible. You can't hide these routines. If anybody examines the uncompiled source code, they will see you know, the code that is written to rig the vote. And nonetheless, he was, you know, ordered by his boss, Mrs. Yang, who was in the meeting, to go ahead and make the software anyway. And he made a very simple program. It was a prototype. I don't believe it was meant to be used in any actual machine, Diebold or ESNS or any of these other guys. This was a prototype for how it might be done. He came back, delivered it the next day, he claims, to his boss, Mrs. Yang, gave it to her on CD. It was a very simple program, easy to write. Gave her the CD, gave her some documentation on how it would be used. And then again, he stressed that I wasn't able to hide the code. It can't be hidden if anybody can look at the source code. At that time, apparently, she said to him, we have to hide the source code. You don't understand. If we don't hide the code, we won't get the contract. This is to rig the votes in South Florida, to rig the election. That's what he quotes her now as having said. He has quoted her in a sworn affidavit.
And this has been delivered to Congress. Now again, give us the time frame here. Then before he goes public, he goes to Congress. He goes to the FBI. You know, he makes the rounds.
Well, yeah, he'd been, as he told me, in truth, he didn't think much of the election stuff, the election rigging software, back when it happened in 2000, which is why he hadn't spoken a lot about it until more recently, because he was more concerned. He was seeing databases being shipped up and information shipped up and sent out to China to Mrs. Yang's brother, he alleges, and he alleges that Mrs. Yang told him that his brother was a spy and was deported for being a spy. So he was more concerned with all that espionage stuff that he was seeing, didn't think much of the election stuff because he felt that it was impossible. You couldn't hide it because people would see the source code, they would see it, in the, you know, and it would never be done. And
well, the companies just claim it's proprietary and don't let anybody look at it.
Well, that's what happened, is that he later on, and I believe it was sometime this summer, he claims that he's not a real political guy, not a news junkie, so he doesn't, you know, follow this stuff. But he caught something, I think he said on CNN, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm working from memory here, but he claims that he, you know, heard a story on CNN that the source code for these voting machines was proprietary and that nobody was able to look at the pre-compiled source code. And he sort of sat up and said, oh, my God, that's how they're going to do it. That's how they're doing it. And he never imagined that the states would buy voting machines.
And then have a contract where they can't look at the code.
So they can't look at the software code.
Now, all of that is admitted. That is the case. That's the whole crux of it. When earlier when I mentioned Diebold and others, They're separate. I was talking about admissions where they have convicted felons running things for them. Admissions where their engineers quit and say this system's easily controlled. Admissions where other big companies are found with wireless transceivers in them. All of that's on the record. You know, counties where more people vote than are live in the county. You know, just hundreds of examples of this that have been covered. He then, when he sees this summer, he goes to the government. Well, tell us about that.
Well, he's been trying. He was sending email to CIA or to FBI. I think CIA, Florida law enforcement officials, and so forth. He received back a note in November from one of them saying that you know, Mr. Curtis, this is and I've seen this email, Mr. Curtis, the there is a case currently against Yang that is being investigated by the FBI. Give me your phone number and address, and I'll put you in touch with them. Above and beyond that, and he's had a great deal of experience, unfortunately, it seems, over the past 3 years dealing with some of these organizations. And it seems that he wasn't confident that they would truly investigate the situation, and I can talk a little bit more about that and why he might feel that way.
And this has also been delivered to the House Judiciary Committee.
That's correct. Yeah, when I heard about it and I started looking into it. Now,
but Tom Feeney is involved with that committee too now.
Yes, he is.
He's not in Florida anymore. He's moved up.
Yes, he has. And he was also, I should note here, Jeb Bush's running mate back in 1994 for Jeb's initial run for governor.
What does Tom Feeney say about all this?
Tom Feeney has been curiously quiet. He has made some comments, I understand, to some of the mainstream organizations that are looking into this. He has pointed out that Yang currently has a suit against Mr. Curtis and another plaintiff, and now the Florida Department of Transportation claiming intellectual property theft.
So they're saying because he went public about stuff and released company secrets.
The Yang case against him?
Yeah, they're going after him for non-disclosure acts.
Correct, yeah. I mean, and the problem with that case...
So they're not going after him saying this stuff isn't true. They're saying we're going after you because of non-disclosure.
From what I'm hearing, it's all right now off the record, that they're trying to paint him as a liar, as a disgruntled employee. Now, the problem was he's not a disgruntled employee as far as I can tell. He resigned from Yang in effective December 2000, and didn't end up leaving the company because they couldn't find anybody to replace him, so he stayed on until February or March of the next year. He just seems to be a very nice guy that way.
Well, it's funny, you know, again, we're just looking at this case. We don't know what the truth is, but we know in other cases stuff like this has happened, has been confirmed, and doesn't really get any attention.
Right.
In this case, we've got evidence that the Bush people put out these fake documents out of Texas, leaked those to a source who then leaked them again to then discredit the whole thing about Bush's flight records.
Sure.
Clearly he was AWOL, but then by bringing this out, then they discredit the whole thing.
Right.
You do have to watch stuff like that.
Oh, believe me, I have been quite aware of that and that probability. There's a difference here in this case, however. This gentleman is, you know, willing to go public.
Yeah, I'm not saying any of that's going on.
No, no,
some people are criticizing and saying this,
sure.
but this story matches what we've seen in a bunch of other cases.
Right, and it's a valid concern and a valid criticism, and even Mr. Curtis himself has, when I informed him, he's sort of been off the grid, if you will, for the last 3 days when I informed him about what's been going on the Internet and some of these concerns and charges. He said to me, good. The more people who are out there trying to debunk this story, the better. They'll find, they'll find a long paper trail on all.
And
of
he
the
has done the, he's done the signed affidavit, so he's putting his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, and he's naming names, and he's coming out in public, and he's going, on broadcast media. He's talking to every interviewer, so it's a bit different. We don't really have the same sort of shadowy, unnamed, anonymous sources and so forth on this thing. There's a paper trail. There's a guy who's willing to put his name on the line. It would be a pretty extraordinary hoax, if...
this isn't some foggy National Guard document that appeared out of a black hole. This is somebody putting their name on the line. And we'll talk about it more when we get back with Brad Friedman, who first broke this story Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. All right, this is from the Raw story. Talking about Clint Curtis. These are some of the quotes he gave. In a way, he says, he blames Democrats for not requiring a paper trail for Florida voters. I can't believe the Democrats were stupid enough to allow this, he says. I can't imagine anyone going to a bank and not getting a receipt, but yet we have our voting machines that way. It strikes me as really odd that machines like that could even exist. The program were used, he says, it's probably too late to ever detect it. If you inspect the code, you will see it, he states, once the vote is flipped. This is what we caught him doing in 98 here in Austin. This is what they do. Once it is flips those, then other numbers is permanently gone. There's no receipt, there's no trace, there's no track. And it goes on. Yeah, you could be watching the guy do it, and unless you watched his every move, you would never know, he adds. What does he hope to get out of his claims? If the Democrats ever want to win again, they need to change, he says. You've got to get rid of these machines and replace them with reliable source code that could count the votes. This way, he says, you can get a standard clean vote. Knowing that another Florida investigator investigating the charges in Florida was found dead in what was ruled a suicide, but which he and others still have questions about, doesn't deter him. He says safety, he claims, is less important than the story he has to get out. Sometimes you just have to give that up, he says. Some things are just that important. Well, yeah, the number one cause of death is driving in your car, folks. You still do it. You just take the risk. Going back to the man who broke this, Brad Friedman, and the website bradfriedman.com, and now it's all over the news, a lot of big newspapers looking at it. There have been a lot of people killed, died mysteriously investigating stuff like this. But it's clear they won't let us see the source code with any of these companies. And why would our governments put up with this, Brad?
I'm going to, for now, sort of stay out of why they might wish to do that. And attempt, really, just to stick to the facts of Curtis's story and his affidavit. And I will leave the analysis to other folks in the matter, because it's a pretty big matter. And if you don't mind, Alex, there's a couple of points that I want to just be crystal clear on here, if I can.
Sure.
Mr. Curtis is not alleging that he has any personal evidence that the 2004 election was rigged or
yeah, what he's saying is that he was asked to create this program.
That's correct. That's all he is saying, and that's an important distinction. So whether that software was used, in fact, whether that software was given to Mr. Feeney at this time, we don't know. We have no evidence. Only Mrs. Yang knows, apparently, because she gave it to him. Now, mind you, there were other people in that meeting aside from Mr. Feeney and Mr. Curtis, and those people, and those are named in his affidavit, and I discussed them in my original story on this case. Those people have not yet spoken, but it's very, it's important that Mr. Curtis's allegations here be very, very clear, and I think it's important to him, as far as I can tell, because he wants people to look into this, to debunk it, to debunk him, to do anything they can, to determine whether this is true or false. Another issue, if you don't mind, that I'd like to throw out there, he is also, I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a $200,000 reward out there now that's available for anyone who can give evidence that the 2004 election was, in fact, rigged in some way. Now, Mr. Curtis has made it clear that he does not want that $200,000 reward, that the information he is alleging does not even prove that, but he has made that very clear to me.
What it shows is, if it's true, is we've got this connection with this Republican star linked back to Jeb Bush and all the rest of it, and again, we will see in the process as this develops what it means, bottom line, we deserve to have a record of how we voted. We deserve to not have this software secret. And they've caught other companies with wireless transmitters and the rest of it in them. And we've caught other companies manipulating the vote. I mean, this has been mainstream news. So this is just one more case. But this time it's a programmer saying that they were asked to develop something like this. And so as this unfolds, we'll be watching your website and watching the other sites that are covering it. Anything else, Brad?
Thank you. Obviously there's a whole lot to sort of just real quickly. That Yang case that they're using now to try to discredit Mr. Curtis, I should add that that's been sort of sitting there for 3 years, and that the employees at Yang, as of now, have refused to take any depositions in the matter. So if it's used to try
How are they going to use the Yang case to discredit Curtis?
Well, because they're saying, here's a case that says he stole software. They don't even say there's a case. What I've heard is that they're saying this guy is a thief and he stole software. And if anybody actually looks at the case, and all of that is available via public records in Seminole County and in Leon County, so it can all be checked out, the case can be checked out, and, I should add that they have not, Yang has so far not made depositions in the case. So
stay there real quick.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-
Your calls and a bunch of other key news items are coming up here in just a few minutes for John and Ben and Brian and Fred and Leon, everybody else that's patiently holding. Right now we're talking to the gentleman who first posted the affidavit that is a public, real affidavit, Brad Friedman, concerning this computer programmer who did work at this Yang company. And the Yang company is in trouble for other separate things, alleging that that he was being tasked with producing the software, and that was back 4 years ago. Just finishing up what you were trying to say before the break, Brad.
That case has been of Yang against Mr. Curtis and another defendant who was also a whistleblower when she was at the Florida Department of Transportation, and she won her whistleblower suit. In the matter, because both her and Clint Curtis, who were then working at the Florida Department of Transportation, were both fired after having made their claims about Yang and some other things that were going on. After they made those claims, Yang then filed this lawsuit. And remember, Tom Feeney was their corporate attorney.
But that doesn't discredit anybody that you blow the whistle and the company comes after you for non-disclosure.
Well, I think it doesn't discredit anybody either, but from what I'm hearing, Mr. Feeney is now using that to try to discredit Curtis and saying that he stole software. And if you look at the case, apparently the Florida Department of Transportation had contracted Yang to do some some software stuff for them while Curtis was working at Yang. Later on, Curtis was then working at the Florida Department of Transportation when he filed these whistleblower complaints. And Yang answered back by saying, oh, they're intellectual property theft. They're using the software that we created for them. Problem is, under Florida law, that software is now owned by Florida Department of Transportation. So they're willing to, they're able to use it any way they wish over there. So on its face, from what I've seen, and again, it's all public records that people can check out, it doesn't seem to have a lot of merit.
Yeah, a red herring. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. This story's gotten a lot of attention, and it's one of many, and we'll try to track it and look at it and cover it. We'll get Bev Harris on tomorrow to give us her view on it. Right now, let's go back to the calls. John in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Wow. That was something, wasn't it? The reason for me calling, by the way, happy holidays to your crew, yourself.
Well, thank you. You too.
Thank you. The reason I'm calling was to talk about the Pantera shooting. But before that, I just want to ask you something. I apologize, but whatever happened to the guy in Arizona, that really good individual that was the Border Patrol? I think the governor wanted to get this guy incarcerated.
But you know, I'm having one of those moments. It's like you ask somebody, what's your cousin's name? And you'd know it if somebody didn't ask you.
Yeah, this fellow was running a Citizens Border Patrol. And
now, there's two different people. You're talking about the newspaper publisher of the Tombstone Tumbleweed? Or that's Simcox, or are you talking about the other guy?
Well, I'm sorry to do this to you. I can't remember, but I remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either right now. I'm sorry.
I remember he came on the show, and he was kind of pleading. He was really pleading is what he was doing, pleading, that the story got out because that he had to serve a warrant or something, or they didn't have a warrant. They were just going to come get him, I think was the deal. They actually didn't even have a warrant.
Yeah, that's not the Tombstone Tumbleweed. That's the other guy, and I'm having trouble placing the names right now.
Do you ever remember whatever happened to that guy? Is he still in prison? Or
no, I don't.
Okay, I'm sorry to do that to you.
No, it's okay. I mean, I just I'm a little bit under the weather, too. My brain's not at 100%. The names will pop in my head in a second.
Well, I kind of shifted gears on you. And after that, the guest that you had on, that was very incredible. Back to the Pantera deal. It was just a week ago I was talking to my girlfriend about we were getting into the Patriot Act and we were talking about a checkpoint, why to have them, why not to have them. And she was saying, well, you know, if somebody had a gun, you wouldn't, you know, they'd catch him. But I said, well, I said, there's a bigger picture here to look at than something like that. So what would you tell, because, you know, this is perfect timing, the Patriot Act 2 gets passed and this happens and these kind of things start happening and they put it on the news and people are like, oh, you know, well, we got to protect ourselves. What would you say to those people as these things start happening?
Well, number one, bad things happen. And what you'll get is, we're going to have a checkpoint at every bar, at every street, at every road. Are we all going to be constantly being searched? I mean, number one, you'd have to have about 60 million police instead of 800,000. Number two, the person would just walk up with a gun and shoot the police at the front door.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to do this. It's a society that's unraveling. But we've always had crazy people. You know, 1,000 years ago, a nut with a sword would run up and start slashing a bunch of people.
Absolutely.
I mean, in Japan, where they have total gun bans, they have people run into schools with knives and, you know, carve up 15 children.
Absolutely. You're always going to have a nut up there, whether you have it or not, and something.
Well, you can buy household chemicals and make a bomb. Should we ban being able to have your household chemicals? I mean, it just, look, there's no end to it. The government can't protect you. It doesn't want to protect you. And, you know, I'd stay away from things like death metal rock concerts. thanks for the call, sir. Got loaded phones here. Good to hear from you, John. Ben, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Welcome.
Yes. God bless you. And it must be terrible down there. I had a question and a statement to actually help people out to get some information. My first question would be, I'm planning on donating as much as I possibly can on my upcoming paychecks to you. My main question would be, would you be interested in receiving, say, half of it in silver and half of it in a U.S. money order? Would that be useful to you at all?
Well, sir, let me just say this. I mean, I appreciate that offer, but really, if you want to buy, say, 50 copies of one of my videos...
Oh, I can do that instead, if that's what you would like.
Yeah, and I just hope we can get them across the border. Canada's worse than Germany or New Zealand or Egypt. It's very hard, but...
But if I could, pure late or whatever, I would be sending the silver that way. I mean, if you would accept the package, your normal address.
If you want to send me some silver, sir, that's fine.
It would be acceptable. Like, I don't know do they atomically weight it so that you would know that it's silver, even though it's got a Canadian mint on it.
Well, if you're talking about donating something to me, I mean, what does it matter?
I know, but I mean, just so that it's useful to you if the time comes when silver is much more useful than this fiat currency that everybody seems to be running on. Anyway, so...
Let me just say this about donations.
Okay.
Now, clearly, I take almost all the money that comes in. I mean, I'm going to admit to you, sometimes I go to a movie or buy a pair of boots with it.
Oh, yeah.
But 90-plus percent of the money I get goes into employees and websites and expanding what we're doing.
Oh, you need to, I know.
Yeah,
I don't,
people request every day, you know, I want to send you money. And I normally just say, you know, look, we don't really request that.
Well,
a donation would be,
That's what it is. That's
sure.
How I feel my 10%. This is the most worthy cause I can imagine. Right
well,
now.
I would say that we won't take it and then set up a church where we worship George Bush.
Oh, no.
Well, no, but I mean, I was trying to add the point that giving your money to one of these churches that's like that, that's that's pro-New World Order, instead of giving money to them, we will use it to fight the New World Order. But let me just add something to what you just said. The best tithe you could do is by buying a bunch of the videos, you support what I'm doing, but also then you get something to give to people that will wake them up.
Then you know
you're having an effect. So whatever amount you were going to give, just buy a bunch of the videos and books and then give those to people. So instead of just giving me money...
Oh. But there's a wonderful thing to this, though, Alex.
Sure.
I wanted to give the information out to the people so that you could, you know, if they did choose to donate the money instead, so you could use it towards, you know, the Expose Arnold, whatever, all that stuff.
Oh, on that, we are asking for money.
Yeah.
Because that's all going to go to run these ads that we're producing right now in to air in California against having him be able to amend the Constitution. Yes.
Right. Okay.
If you want to donate money... For that, but write on the check specifically that this is for Arnold Exposed.
Okay.
You know, write it to Alex Jones, but on the bottom say Arnold Exposed. Yes, we are asking for money for that.
All right, now, before I chew up too much of your time, I don't want to take away from other callers. Here is a very important piece of information that I want the callers to know
about.
There is a website called www.supernova.org. Okay? This site contains BitTorrent files. You know of those things?
Contains what?
BitTorrent. BitTorrent. A new type of file sharing. It's completely legal. At least I know it is in Canada. It should be still in the States.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, but here it is. This is the beautiful thing. With downloading off this site, the supernova.org, okay, it has a plethora of documentaries, yours included, and The Power of Nightmares, 911 in Plain View. There are all tons, and books also that you can download for free. It's quite quick, and it has amazing amounts of wonderful, wonderful documentaries on there. Everything that you have, everything that you recommend, books you recommend, all available to download there for free. There is no cost involved. The client is free. These files are free. It's just a great big massive file sharing network that everybody uses.
Well, that's exciting, and that's what's rivaling the mainstream media and their monopoly of information. That's why they're panicking. But listen, Ben, thank you for your
time. You're very welcome. You're very welcome, Alan.
God bless you. Let me just address this donation situation. People want to give me donations because I don't ask for them. People trust me because I don't sell them magic products that will heal them of everything. Look, I'm in this to get the information out. That's why if you want to donate to me, and quite frankly, we could use it, I'll hire more people, I'll get more done. We've just gotten to the point where I don't have to carry out the trash at both offices, and I don't have to put all the light bulbs in. I could do a lot more if I had more employees, if I had more money. And we've had people that have sent me checks before, and I appreciate it. In a few cases, we called them and said, you have a lot of money? And they said, no, and I said, I'm sending your check back. But if somebody wealthy wants to send me a big fat check, they can be absolutely assured every red cent of it will be spent fighting the New World Order. Except if we get specifically for fighting the New World Order, we use to fight the New World Order. Every red cent of the money we've been given to run ads in California against Schwarzenegger, every red cent of that will go towards that. But really, instead of sending me money to then make films to sell them to people, why not just buy a whole bunch of my videos? I mean, that's really why I dropped the price on two of my most popular DVDs, the $5.95 apiece. I make a couple dollars on that after I pay employees and, you know, after I do all that stuff. But the just for our operating expenses, I mean, why don't you buy, if you want to give me a bunch of money, why don't you buy 100 copies of it, and then you'll get them, and then you can just give them to everybody. Or go donate them to all the libraries in your area. That way it isn't just money that comes in, and then, you know, it's a better way to get the information out to people. Excuse me, I've still got a cold. It is just better. I do not ask for money. I personally know a lot of people that ask for money do not need money. And, you know, I hear the begging and the implying that they don't have money, and I think it's immoral. I really think it's immoral. You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, around a lot of the big, fancy preachers. And I'd watch little good churches going bankrupt and the big, fat, giant ones, you know, just opulently wealthy, begging and saying they needed money, and I lived across the street from them as they drove around in Jaguars and, you know, owned three houses on the block where different ex-wives lived. You know, I mean, it was just, it's crazy. We are not overcapitalized. We do have money, not a ton of it. We could do more if we had more money. I wish people would just buy the videos. You know, we make a good product at a fair price, at a really ridiculously low price. We let you make copies of the films for nonprofit educational purposes. Excuse me. Take prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And we had to do that because we just couldn't pay for the bandwidth. I couldn't afford $4,000 or $5,000 a month in bandwidth having everything free. We do that, we charge, but then have a lot of the stuff for free for people that are just coming by the site for the first time to reach out to them. The goal here is information. The goal here is warning people. I, at the end of the day, do not care about money. Money is only so that I can operate. Money is only a means to an end. I don't worship it. It's not my idol. In fact, I wish I was more into it because then I'd be more focused on making it. I wish I was more into my appearance. I used to be. I'm trying to make myself be more into it just because I can last longer and look better to people, and that has an effect. And you know, there's so many things. I really am focused on how they grab people's children and feed them pesticides and kill them in many cases, and that's BBC News, you know, here in the United States. I'm more concerned about mercury and the vaccines. I literally burn with a desire to warn people. And so that's my goal. And so I ask all the people out there, if you want to have an effect, order 4 or 5 or 10 or 20, and if you want to just send people money, then order 100 copies of my videos. And again, we'll sell them to you at a little over $5, $5.95. We'll even do some deals even lower if you want to buy a whole bunch of them, and give them to people. And yes, if you're just going to give it to some fat cat preacher that says George Bush is basically the second coming of Christ, then yeah, send me your money. Sure. I mean, some months when we don't sell enough Big Berkeys, I've got to put thousands of dollars in to pay for the shortwave to reach out to people. I mean, just a few years ago, I would literally have like $100 in my bank account. Now we're not in that position. But again, money means absolutely nothing to me, other than it's like fuel in my engine. But anyways, the caller brought that up. I would just ask people out there, if you feel moved to support what we're doing, and I would say probably nobody works harder than we do, than I do, and if you want to get behind something that's defending the Republic, then just call the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. Excuse me. By the third hour of this cold, it gets tough. 888-253-3139. And tell them, I want one copy of your video. And then get it and buy a bunch of VCRs and duplicate it. Spend your money that way. Or say, I want 50 copies of the original. Because people are more apt to watch it if it's in the pretty color packaging and all that. And get them and give them to people. You want to give selflessly, do that, and it'll have a huge effect. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I've even caught people telling folks to give them money in my name. I've only asked for money twice. Once for the Waco Rebuilding Project and once for Schwarzenegger.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want to take a few final calls here, and I don't want to discourage people from giving to worthwhile ministries. But you need to personally check out whoever you give money to. And a good way to donate to the cause, if you want to support this radio broadcast, is call your local AM or FM affiliate up that's carrying this show. Let's say they're carrying an hour or two of it. And say, you know, I want to sponsor the show. I want it on all 3 hours. And then what that does is we actually reach people who are going to flip through the dial that one time and hear this show in that hour that they wouldn't have heard it. That'll then change their life, and they'll change somebody else's life. The goal is giving to things that reach people. And there's ways you can give by buying videotapes where you're assured that good is being done with it because you're getting the videos out to people yourself, or giving to radio stations, doing things like that. That's what you can do that I know will have an effect. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Virginia. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was going to ask if you had heard anything about the underground explosions going off in Virginia, Richmond. You heard anything about
that? No, I hadn't.
No, it was all over the local news for almost a month, and it kind of went away. They had brought up seismologists. They brought out the gas company. They talked to the military. They couldn't figure out what it is.
Well, I know there's been a lot of weird earthquakes and tremors in areas around the country. You don't normally see them.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's what it actually is. But there are...
Sometimes volcanic activity gets into gas domes, and you get underground explosions.
Kind of what I was figuring. I had a friend of mine go to a professor in University of North Georgia to try to find out more about it, if there are any fault lines out here. But they're dismissing that. I mean, it's cracking homes. It's got people very concerned.
And then send me an email on it. I have to plead ignorance.
Okay, well, I shot you an email on it today. And as they said, they believed it was a juvenile creating havoc. And that just isn't plausible.
How would a juvenile play havoc and crack foundations?
That makes no sense. But that's what I guess people are accepting. Oh, okay. That must be what it is. North, south.
I know they've admitted they've had these underground tunneling locomotives that can move a couple feet an hour, and then the grinding causes a big hum, low-frequency hum, but I didn't know about explosions.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it could be also that. It could be excavations.
There's a lot of that going on. That's been going on since the 40s.
Absolutely. I don't doubt that at all.
Interesting points, Brian. Thanks for holding. Good to talk to you. Is it Eric in California? Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm a federal officer, or was, a whistleblower. I've graduated from a federal service academy called Kings Point. It's the United States Merchant Marine Academy in New York. It's a sister academy to West Point in Annapolis. The Department of Homeland Security has come after me, pulled me out of civil court, prosecuted me for what I brought civil complaints for, and covered up. I wrote a whistleblower letter to Secretary Norman Netta, you know, Department of Transportation.
What was it concerning?
They've suspended our entire federal contracts. We work as federal maritime officers embedded in an industry affecting commerce and transportation, working on, like, container ships and tankers, you know, oil tankers and stuff. We are valid federal officers, even when we're working for, like, quote-unquote private shipping companies like Matson and other shipping companies. Our pay is actually paid out under what are called general agency agreements to these.
You know, you'll have to call me back tomorrow or something earlier in the show to be able to get through this. I'm sorry, we're to the end of the program. I apologize, Eric, and I apologize to Leon and everybody else that's patiently holding. We're just flat out of time. Thanks for putting up with me with this cold, too. I know it's probably not nice to listen to sometimes as I uncontrollably hack on the air. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central, on your local AM and FM station, Global Shortwave at 3210. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 as well during the day, 9.985. And as always, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And just know that getting out there and taking action is the key. We can affect change. We do have power. God bless you all.